The best way I can describe the sound that I'm hearing is it sounds like someone with a trumpet outside my house on a unicycle.
For those of you in the United States, the tax deadline is April 15th. Don't forget that. This week on Flag Time.
Yeah, I was more sick than you once. They're like, yeah, you had a fever of 103. I had a fever of fucking 250 degrees, motherfucker.
Yeah,
like, you don't know shit.
That's death.
I got 300 confirmed kills.
I'm pretty sure blood boils at 105 or something like that.
Celsius that's or crazy.
No, Fahrenheit. There's a thing, bro. Like, if your internal temperature hits like a certain temperature. You're
oh, it's
just
like,
dead.
Oh, yeah, no, it's 108. Yeah. Like, 108, your brain 108? Cooks. Yeah.
Cook and medium rare brain. Hello, brain. I would like my brain cooked medium rare, please.
That's gross. Gray matter.
Welcome to the Flag Time podcast, everybody. This is our
opening
service podcast where we talk a lot about not that. Welcome to the Flag Time podcast. We're just gonna wing it this week. It's been like 2 weeks since we've recorded, so what's been happening with you guys? Yeah, it has actually.
well, one of those weeks I've been out for the whole week with flu, fever.
Wrecked. I've had a fever of fucking 200,000,000,000 degrees.
I once had a fever
basically
of the sun.
You had a sun?
No.
Had.
Dad pizza here.
I haven't been able to go to the gym or nothing. I feel so fucking weak. Is this what y'all feel like all the time?
Sure, yeah. Let's go with that.
Yeah, just like a fucking beta male cuck pussy piece of shit all the time, you know.
I need to see how much weight I've lost because I hardly ate anything for like the first 4 days.
Your hair looks better. Yeah.
I haven't showered in 3 days because I haven't done anything. Or no, 2 days.
It's the natural oils.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you. It looks better.
I showered yesterday. I don't know.
It's not gay way.
Maybe it's because there's no fucking motor oil on it or anything. Okay. I've been keeping my hair in a beanie the whole time recently, so.
Maybe the head oil has been good for your hair.
The head oil.
Head maybe, oil. You know, when you sweat and then your hair kind of stays greasy after the sweat dries? That.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of. I've got, like, some dermatitis shit on my scalp that makes it itchy if I go too long without a shower.
It's called a dermatologist.
I got special shampoo. No.
Yeah.
You see a dermatologist about
the guy that does the hair stuff. He's the no. Wait, that's skin guy.
It's the same thing.
Skin guy does.
Sterling has just woken up from a nap. By the way, that's,
yeah, I woke up.
Sterling. So
about 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago.
Sterling from a nap has more fried brain than fever for a whole week. I guess. Of literal cooked brain.
Okay. Most
that,
for dinner.
That sentence did make sense, even though it was kind of fucked up. So I understood.
Buffalo Wild.
You want
to
go
drink
to Buffalo
water?
Wild Wings?
This shout out
this
to water.
This is water. This is water from the fuck. Brita in my fridge. What the fuck is that?
That's a gallon-sized fucking...
A gallon of water from my fridge.
God fucking damn.
I usually keep this at work because I drink this at work, but I've been drinking it because I've been sick. Fill up a gallon at a time, and then I pee it out.
That's usually what happens when you drink water.
That's generally what happens, yeah. Like, I drank the water, and then I
my body is
out,
a machine.
My body
turns
was like,
liquid
I need more.
Into cum. I mean, pee.
Unless you're like me in 2018... where you worked at a go-kart track in the middle of North Carolina humid ass summer. And
I didn't do that.
Yeah. I there was one day where we had a 12-hour endurance race and it was hot as shit. And I was outside like as a track worker the majority of the day. And I had a camelback cause I was prepared for this, put a camelback on, kept refilling it over and over again. And after we clocked out at the end of that day, I thought about it and I was like, I didn't once go to the fucking bathroom.
Sometimes you're just too busy.
See, when it's, even though, you guys witnessed how hot and humid it gets the summers down here.
Yeah, horrible, hateful. Yeah, so hateful weather.
Even so, this is a gallon. I'll drink almost 2.5 of these during the summer.
Where does it go?
I pee and sweat it out.
Yeah, that's what I was getting
right after you drink it. Like, what the fuck?
I think I sweated out every single drop of water that I drank. Oh, I didn't even have to pee.
When I drink,
like air vapor, water vapors just coming off of you.
When I have to drink it that, like when I have to drink that much water to keep myself hydrated, I have to pee like every 20 minutes.
Yeah,
It's because I'm trying to keep myself hydrated, and I can tell how hydrated I am by what color my pee is.
That's usually humans work. That's
But in your case, if you don't fucking pee, super specific, how am I supposed
thing
to know?
Is the only thing that I do. Only but me.
Eric said he did that whole day and didn't pee. So how does he know?
Because I was sweating and fucking just my clothes were
sweating.
Soaked.
Fucking, that was it.
Fucking and sweating, fucking, farting, drinking beer, eating balls, eating Rocky Mountain oysters.
It's got sand in it.
I got a new light. There's a lamp over there now. New lamp on the server.
Is that
set.
A Yamaha keyboard?
No, it's a. I think it's a
Casio or something.
It's an M Audio. That thing's fucking older.
I've got M Audio monitors in my setup.
That fucking keyboard's older than Drake's career.
Hell yeah!
Which is older than. Probably the girls that he's interested in, I suppose.
Damn.
Did you see the halftime show? Did you see the Super Bowl? That shit was awesome.
No, I saw highlights.
It was so good.
The only part of that Super Bowl that I liked is that every time they showed Taylor Swift on the Jumbotron, they booed the shit out of her.
Oh, I like Taylor Swift, so you're the only one there.
I know. I just thought that was really fucking funny.
I think it's funny how many dudes feel so insecure about Taylor Swift. They're like,
I think it's more the fact that they're there to watch Super Bowl and not have her. Like, it's because sometimes that, like, they'll have to be like a big play, right? And instead of the Jumbotron going right to what happened to the play, they'll just show Taylor Swift for no fucking reason.
Was Travis Kelce in the play?
Yeah.
Trying to get a reaction to her boyfriend doing shit.
Yeah.
No, but the thing is, football fans don't give a fuck about Taylor Swift, and that's why everybody was getting mad about
it. Usually don't care about rap. Really funny. And that's why there's so many mad boomers. I couldn't understand a word the entire time. Pearl Jam's like, hurt her, hurt her. I love her.
It's money. They try to get the biggest pop stars to do it, so people that don't care about football will watch to make more money.
Yeah,
I don't care. I didn't watch it.
I don't know. I like Taylor Swift.
I don't.
Taylor Swift.
I am a fan. He has great music. He's an amazing person in general. People that don't like Taylor Swift because she's Taylor Swift get fucked. Honestly, fuck you.
I just don't like her music personally.
I think, well, probably because
her music is bad. I just don't like that kind of music.
Well, she has such a wide variety of music. It's kind of like haven't heard something that you've liked because you've probably
the
only
metal
heard
cover
what
is fucking
on
slack.
The radio.
I will say that.
Yeah, because it's not her singing. Okay. I just don't like her sound. It's like when people keep, did you hear that new Kendrick song? It's like, no, I don't give a fuck about Kendrick. I think he sucks. I don't like his music.
He's one of the best rappers who've ever lived.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I just don't like how he sounds.
I mean, it's like me with the Beatles.
That's because you're Texan.
It's not even that. It's just like, I'm not saying that his music is bad. I just don't like his voice.
I love how fucking funny his voice is.
Yeah, it's just... Oh, it's and it's like... like
but yeah, it's like me with the Beatles, because like I appreciate what they did for music. I appreciate how popular they were, and I appreciate, like, you know, the reach that their music had. I don't listen to them.
That reminds me. So, speaking of that fucking Kendrick song that I hate so much because it gets played every 30 fucking seconds on the radio.
What the fuck radio station? Change the radio station.
I never get control of the radio. I don't care about the radio at work. I do. I do, but it's like
Kendrick song plays every 30 seconds on the radio where you live. What the fuck?
The one that's dissing Drake the whole fucking time. That song is on the radio all the fucking time. On the radio at work.
Oh, at work. Right? Okay.
I hate that song so much because it's overplayed.
They not like us. They not like us.
No.
Well,
like, the whole...
Hey, Drake.
You guys remember the coworker I told you about that just didn't see the open door?
Yes.
When it was called out?
Oh, yeah.
He likes to take lyrics from songs and use them in normal speech when he's talking.
Oh,
and that shit pisses me off the way he does it.
How does he do it? How exactly does he does it? Okay, I'll replicate it for you.
He's obsessed with that fucking song because he will just repeat it out of nowhere. It's like, shut the fuck up, please. I'm trying to put this control arm in. Shut the fuck up. Right. So I'm trying to do some shit. That shit sent a shiver down my body. I'm like, there's no way he just fucking said that like that.
What? So, I must have missed something.
So, we're shit. Late. It's like the end of the day, right? And one of my coworkers is working on a customer's car. They recommended some stuff or whatever. And he hands the ticket back to him. He's like, nah, get him out of here. Turn his TV off. And I'm just...
Turn his TV off.
Yeah, no, and when he said that, my body fucking shut down. I was like, there's no way I just fucking heard him say that.
The episode of this or the name of this episode is Pixie just hates shit.
The thing is, it just made me angry for no fucking reason. Why do you let
it make you so mad, though?
That's the thing. I don't know why.
This song is actually not that bad, but I'm going to choose to not be mad about it.
If the song gets played way too many fucking times, it's like literally every third song, they play that again.
You ever thought about paying for Spotify Premium?
No. This is headphones. But it's like every time I take my headphones off, that song's back on the radio. It's like, sick.
Get better headphones. Get some more noise canceling headphones.
I don't wear the headphones all the time. I only wear them to protect my ears when I'm doing stuff that's loud because I have tinnitus.
Mm-hmm.
You have what? And
I have tinnitus.
What? Okay, come on. Fine. But, sorry. That's my dad speaking.
But I can't tell you.
He's gonna be
I
like,
can tell wow, you why okay. When he said that, it just made me so angry. It just did. It was just a reaction. And it's just like, why did he say that? It's like, why?
What did he say? I forgot. I wasn't listening.
Oh my god.
That cough made me lightheaded.
I heard it. It was just like in the background.
Oh my god. Flag Time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I subscribe to that to show my friends because I have no way of showing them anything. I forgot to be funny about that.
Well, the Flag Tie Patreon is where you can see the video versions of these episodes.
And you can see this.
Yeah, that
and
too.
And you can, yeah, like what else is on the Patreon? I need to look.
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of extra stuff, including what Sterling's talking about. There's
more stuff.
More clips. You know, starting at $3 a month, you could just see the video versions of the episode. $6 a month gets you all the bonus content, which is probably what Sterling's talking about. And $15 a month here.
You won't. No balls.
Yeah, that one. Gets you access to us saying your name on fucking the end of the episodes.
Don't you want your fucking name said on a podcast? Like, come on. Like, that's the meaning of life, honestly.
You won't, though, because you got no balls. All shaft.
Well, but everybody that subscribed does. Somehow. I don't really know.
The Flag Time Patreon. Subscribe today to see. Have you ever wanted to know what a Hot Wheels car looks like in a mini wind tunnel? What? No. Well, guess what? You're in luck, because this thing called a Winzable Desktop Wind Tunnel is a real thing, and I'm not shitting you. It's a 13-inch long, actual, four-reel wind tunnel with a fan and a smoke generator that makes a surprisingly smooth laminar flow of air in the test area. You can test Hot Wheels cars, Matchbox cars, Matchboxes, your if it's less than 3 inches long. If you want to check it out, go to my Instagram profile at SerratedMobius and click the link in my bio. My discount code Serrated10, that's SERRATED10, will take $10 off of your order of the Winzable Desktop Wind Tunnel. We're back to this episode of Flag Time. How was your Valentine's Day, Sterling?
It was really good. What did we do? We it was like ancient history now.
It was last week.
Was it last
yeah.
week?
Yeah. Was.
Dated the podcast already.
We didn't do too much on Valentine's Day, but the following day was my wife's birthday.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We went to a funeral.
Oh. Okay.
Can't spell funeral without fun. No, it was it's actually
we played Twister on the corpse, so I'm killing myself with these jokes.
Say, you're gonna fucking kill yourself with your own joke.
Just I'm fucking, on a fucking generational run right now.
The image that put in my head is so fucking funny. It's like Twister fucking Gangnam styling on my dead cousin. Okay. Yeah, but it was fun.
Try not to
I actually got to see a lot of family members I hadn't seen in like 10 years. So
I'm fucking busy. Yeah.
It's good seeing family. I got a huge fucking family because my dad has 6 brothers and sisters.
Damn.
Same.
Like,
or is it
my dad has a twin sister. He has triplet brothers and sisters and then 2 additional more brothers and sisters.
Fuck.
It's crazy. There's 7 of them.
I have so many fucking cousins, I can't count.
You have fucking cousins?
No.
I hope.
Well,
this is Texas after all.
None of my family live here. We have one of the families that lives in California. The rest live in Massachusetts.
Boston.
Boston. The only city in Massachusetts. Who the hell named that?
Actually, I don't think... Well, you can blame the British for naming the cities there, because a lot of the cities in Massachusetts are named after cities in England, or not in England, in the UK. The UK.
Well, British people are from England.
Yeah.
Britain.
Great Britain.
Yeah, so a lot of them...
We're up on our geopolitical, you know what I mean?
A lot of the cities in Massachusetts are named after
cities
in... I
went to high school in the US, UK. So, yeah.
God, anytime anybody says Massachusetts, it always reminds me of that meme that I saw like a long time ago where you're in a writer's room and you're trying to like fling ideas, all that kind of stuff. That's the context.
Matt
of the joke.
The huge tits.
Yeah, that's what it was. It's like, when you come up with this new show, and somebody was like, Hannah Montana. And they were like, it sounds pretty good. Does anybody else have an idea? Ass a poop shits Massachusetts.
I gotta look up what the name means. I got it. That's a stupid fucking name. I gotta look it
what,
up.
Massachusetts or Boston?
Massachusetts is the name of Great
Boston
Blue
is,
Hill in Massachusetts. What the fuck?
Boston
not
is
I,
probably
not
the most tame city name of the state.
What is there, a city in Massachusetts called Cum or like what?
That would Indian be name. Easier to say. You got cities like Worcester, Gloucester, Peabody.
Well, that's,
there's a lot of cities like that in there.
That's and none named of them after British or yeah, that's named after that. But yeah. Massachusetts is a native, an Indian name.
Mm.
That makes sense.
It comes from the Algonquin word Massa-du-S-et. Okay, I clearly can't read this language. The name may refer to the hills around Boston as seen from the bay. The name may also refer to Blue Hills southwest of Boston. May also refer... Okay, AI, a overview. Can you give me one fucking answer? Maybe not. Maybe, no, maybe nobody knows. Yeah, it was named after the indigenous population. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Don't call it stupid anymore.
Well, I mean, it's not stupid.
I mean, Harvard is in Massachusetts. So.
No, it's in Boston, which is in Massachusetts.
Anyway. The casino that's in Boston.
Shout out Massachusetts, a cool ass name. Not stupid. Just kidding.
Hell yeah.
The casino in Boston Harbor is a bad casino.
Oh well.
Any casino is bad.
Not true. I love casinos.
Yeah,
you just want
let's,
money.
Let's ask yourself that question.
No,
in 45
I just
5 years.
I like playing poker.
Oh
okay. Yeah.
And you all know, stop talking about gambling.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800 whatever the fuck.
My only problem with gambling is I don't have enough money to do it.
Man, it was almost warm enough to ride my motorcycle the other day. I should have done it, and I didn't do it.
It
went below freezing for 2 days this week.
What the fuck are y'all doing down there? Y'all need to
I don't know.
You need to stop buying trucks down there. Stop
if I fucking went to work with this fever when the temperature was that low, I would have died at work.
Oof.
My body would have been putting all of its energy to keep me warm and not heal my fucking fever.
You would have just shivered to death.
I legitimately probably would have.
Motion sickness.
But last weekend, I took my girlfriend to, we went snow tubing. Because we got, I don't know if you guys have seen it on Instagram, but it's these like cards that you take out and it's like dependent on the state that you're in. So we've got like 50 Maryland specific cards that you scratch off and it tells you a cool thing that you can do.
State as in like location or like matter?
Location.
Okay.
So we've got like 50 Maryland like scratch off cards that tell you like cool things that you can do in the state. And one of them that we got was to go to this place called Wisp Resort, which is in the far west panhandle of Maryland.
Wisp like from Skyrim?
Yeah, like WISP.
Cool.
And we were going to go snow tubing that day. The only one that I could get, the only time slot that I could get for tubing that day was 5 p.m. on Saturday. So to make up for that, I went ahead and booked a tiny cabin that's just nearby.
Tiny.
So it was able to... It had like a bed for two and then two loft beds up in the top. But it was only like $270 a night, which was cheaper than most of the hotels in the area.
That's not bad.
And
I mean, it's a lot, but we're conditioned to think that's not that much because of the place we live. Woo. Anyway.
Yeah, right. But no, like that was fucking sick because we got there Friday evening. And then the next day it started snowing and we're waking up in this tiny cabin and snowing outside. I put on Minecraft music.
Vibe immediately.
Yes. It was so fucking sick. And then
isn't snow tubing just sledding without the sled and you use a tube instead?
You use a tube. Yeah. It's just like that. So there's no directional, like you're just hanging on.
I think that's better, more fun. Like you go faster.
You do.
Unless you have one of those sled that's on rail, like those rail sleds.
Yeah, right.
Those are crazy.
The tubing at Wisp Resort has like
motherfuckers.
It has a little bit of a like jump kind of, And I was so heavy, and I had so much speed. Plus, it was also raining a little bit, so it was just icy.
extra speed.
Exactly. Perfect. I was going down the hill, and I managed to catch air once a little bit.
Nice.
So that was super fun. That was my Valentine's Day weekend. So, but during that Valentine's Day weekend, I also bought $75 worth of Hot Wheels.
Cool.
Do you want to guess? You got
71.
Because you got a wind tunnel.
Yeah. The Patreon members can see it right here, but for the audio listeners, I managed to get the people who follow me know exactly what I'm talking about right now. I managed to snag an affiliate position with the company that makes this wind tunnel, and they sent this to me for free. Like, yeah. I didn't pay for this at all. So it's
funny actually that people were upset that when you made that, like, they were like,
they were
stupid. Like, well, a couple guys you were arguing with.
Oh yeah, you saw that
in the comments. Like, why are you mad? Like, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah,
there's a lot they missed better the things whole to spend point. Your money on.
They missed the whole point of the fucking ad, because like, even in the ad, I'm just like, you ever see a Hot Wheels car that's just like, the fuck is
what that? What's that doing?
That's the whole point of the fucking thing. Like, there's no scientific aspect to this. It's just air cool. Like,
yeah,
I mean, there technically is, because it does show you fucking aerodynamics.
It shows you what a little Hot Wheels car does. Like, this little fucking thing. So this little car is called a punk rod. I've figured out that
on my dick
where this wing is in relation to the body.
And you just say it.
I had to.
Yeah. Where this rear wing is in relation to the body, this rear wing does jack shit.
That's funny.
Like, it needs to be small. It needs to be higher. This is out of the way of the airflow. It's not doing anything. So you can figure that out about your favorite Hot Wheels car, whether or not the aerodynamics are functional or not.
What about that GoPro Hot Wheel, the one you can put the GoPro on? Oh, I wonder what that would look like. If
it fucking fits in there.
Like, I don't know if it'll fit in
there. Probably not,
thing.
Actually.
That thing was kind of big.
Yeah. But no, it's fucking cool. Hold on. Let me. A little bit of a show and tell for the Patreon people. So here it is. And turn it on. And what I do is, so it comes with an air filter. This air filter is specifically like the fan and the smoke generator in here are calibrated to how much air this allows through. So when you do the plug and play thing and you set it to a speed, it sets the fan and the smoke generator to a certain, you know, parameter that allows it to do all that kind of stuff. I have it out because I figured out that if you turn this on, it's about right there, and then you push in and go this way and change the smoke output to 30 and the fan to 5%, you get a perfectly laminar flow.
Ooh, laminar flow, let's fucking go.
You can see, like,
I love laminar. Yeah, I see it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like perfectly straight. Goes That's straight sick. All the way across. And this is what I get the accurate readings for. The only One downside time. Is because there's no air filter in this, you can see it's letting the vapor out of the rear end.
Oh, I see that.
So it does make your room a little bit smoky, but it's really fucking cool. So
that's super cool.
That's a little cheat code that I figured out if you want like super clean, like rear end, like whatever flows off the rear end of whatever you got in there. And yeah, so I'm also, this is an announcement for the Patreon. I don't know if it's first episode should be out by the time this episode goes out, but we're doing a Patreon specific or a Patreon exclusive series with this wind tunnel. So what you can do is, this is for the medium and premium tier members. I put up a post that shows 5 Hot Wheels cars out of my collection, and you guys vote on which one you want to see in the wind tunnel. And whichever one gets the most votes, I'm going to do some research on that specific Hot Wheels car and show you like when it was designed, when it was cast, the first year that it was released. And then I'll show you like if it's got a real world counterpart, like what the drag coefficient of the real car was and like history on the real car. And since this episode's not going out for a couple weeks, I can show you that this car is the winner of the first vote.
Is that an Audi?
Oh, the Batmobile or whatever the fuck it is.
That's not a Batmobile.
BMW. There's some BMW that they call the Batmobile.
Yeah, but this is a BMW 320 Group 5. It's a 1970s, I guess, touring car. It doesn't look like a rally car.
The Batmobile is a 3.0 CSL. Never mind.
Yeah. So if you look at BMW 320 Group 5, I guess that's what it is. And yeah, so the video is going to showcase like the history on this specific Hot Wheels car, and also some tidbits about the real world car. And then it's just going to show gratuitous airflow in this wind tunnel.
Gratuitous wind tunnel porn.
Yes. With a random song that I choose. So
full page ads can fucking eat my ass. Jesus Christ. What the fuck? I don't want to buy a Jeep.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
But
I can't
believe
people actually want to buy a Jeep. That's crazy. Yeah.
I'm hoping the company allows me to keep this because the ad that I posted for this as of right now, as of recording this episode, has 1.2 million views and I posted it last week.
Nice.
So hopefully with the amount of attention that's gotten and what I'm the more posts that I make for this, because I'm planning on doing like a weekly little here's what this car looks like in the thing. Hopefully they'll let me keep it. And if I do get to keep it, I'm gonna make a specific Instagram.
Did they say anything about wanting it back?
They did say that they may ask for it back. Depending on like what's going on. But
okay, here's the real life version.
Yeah. But I'm thinking they may let me keep it with everything that's happened.
Right her.
Yeah, the there's real the one. Real one. There's the real one.
So you ready?
That's a lot more car. Streamlined
that's
than
the real one. That's the car I thought it was.
Okay, yeah. I think it's kinda based on it because it does have the like if you look right here, it does have that rear thing.
Well, it's just the BMW race cars way back then had those a lot of wings like them.
That's the Group 5. That's the Group 5 one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That looks a lot more streamlined than this one does.
That one also doesn't have the functional side scoops that the real one has.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there is a hole. It's not just solid. There is a hole right there.
Where does it go to then?
It probably doesn't go anywhere. It's probably just there. This is one of the premium. This is one of the premium Hot Wheels cars that cost $6 instead of one. So
it's got the rubber wheels and everything.
Yes, it does. Anyway, yeah, that's that whole thing. If you want to buy one, there's a link in my bio on Instagram. Straight Mobius is It's $229 with my discount. Without my discount, it's $239.
Perfectly reasonable price for a desk toy.
I mean, with the amount of development, with the amount of development that they did for it, and how well it does that shit, like when you have a desktop device that can create a perfectly laminar flow of air, just on your desk, they could have charged $500 for that shit.
I mean, it's a $500 desk toy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the gun.
it stays on my desk, and sometimes I fuck around with it.
What were you about to say, sir?
I was going to say, like, laminar flow, like whenever you're changing an oil and you pull a drain plug, and it's like, you're like, ooh, I love that.
Every time it happens, it's just like, oh!
Oh!
Yeah, the AMG, like, plastic oil pans have some cool patterns that come out of the oil drain.
F-150 plastic, pretty much any plastic oil pan.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's got like a, like maybe like a quarter turn Zeus fastener drain plug.
Stupid.
I mean, true, pans. But.
Well, I mean, yeah. They're stupid. But
one of my coworkers the other, or like last week, cracked a plastic oil pan because they were using a breaker bar to get a bolt loose for the suspension, and it smashed into the end of the breaker bar, hit the plastic oil pan, and it fucking cracked it open.
What fucking bolt was he loosening?
I think it was like a fucking subframe bolt or something. It was like,
he was loosening a subframe bolt with a breaker bar. What the fuck?
Yeah, because the gun wouldn't take because he was changing the motor mount. He was changing a motor mount and the guns weren't working, like weren't getting it out. Gun. So he was using the breaker bar, and then it broke loose, and the very, very end of the ratchet of the breaker bar put a hole in the fucking plastic oil pan. Pan's made of fucking plastic.
Your boss is like, you fucking did what?
You want to know something great about Mercedes-Benz plastic transmission fluid pans?
Sure.
They turn into sand, just like the coolant pipes?
No. So not yet, at least. They haven't done that. So if you look at the instructions to do a transmission fluid and filter exchange on a 725 transmission, which is the new 8-speeds, they've been around since like 2017, 2016, but it's, if you look at the instructions, it says, cause what we do is we have this pressure filler. We put the fluid in this like pressure cylinder and you just fucking shoot it up the bottom of the transmission.
It's like
it's like a Volkswagen.
Yeah. And it says on the instructions to not fill the, transmission filler with more than 2 bar of air pressure.
Wow. That's a lot of air pressure.
Yeah. If you fill it to more than 2 bar of air pressure, we figured out what happened. Blow the
fucking pan open.
Yeah. So one of my coworkers at my first dealer, like put it up to like 40 PSI, which is above 2 bar. And he was filling up the transmission. And while he was filling it, the very middle of the transmission, like along the length of the car, the very middle of it
open, just like my ass crack.
Yep. It just popped right open and all of the fluid started pouring out.
Like a boom. Like, God. And then you got to clean all that up.
Yep. And you got to get a new pan, new bolts because they're torque to yield.
Yeah.
So it's funny.
Remembering being like, I used to work on a lot of European cars, but like now that I work on just Hondas and pretty much nothing else, it's just so like I hear about things like the plastic oil pan thing. Like Hondas don't have plastic oil pans.
Yeah.
I hope they never get those.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, they're about to come out with a whole new generation of cars. So
One night I was driving home from work and there was a fucking 2x4 in the middle of the lane. And I was like, oh, cool. I'm going to hit this because I can't get out of the way. And because, you know, my Mustang is lowered. I fucking ran it over. Thankfully, I only heard one bang from it hitting what I assume was the crossbar underneath or the chassis brace underneath. And I was like, did that come up and hit my oil pan? I was like, did I lose oil? I was like, oh, my oil pan is made of steel. I'm fine.
Well, yeah, but it's not indestructible. Yeah.
No, it would have probably maybe put a dent in it, but it wouldn't blow it the fuck open.
Did I tell the story? Go ahead.
We had a customer one time that it was some F-series truck. I forgot what generation it was. It was probably like a OBS or something. They hit something that made their... They hit something with their oil pan so hard that it damaged the oil pan and it kinked the pickup tube in the oil pan. And came in for low oil pressure. And we were just like, oh, we'll put an oil pan on it because it probably fucked the pickup tube up somehow. We didn't realize how bad it was. It like pinched it. The whole fucking oil pan was smashed up.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like,
but
the bottom of the oil pan was touching the windage tray in the engine.
Jesus.
It wasn't leaking. Didn't
put a hole in it, though.
Yeah, so, but
that's it's still impressive. Fucked up shit internally.
It still kind of ruined a lot of stuff.
Well,
it did make a giant mess on the road, so I guess that was nice.
Yeah.
If it exploded the oil pan, it would have blew the motor because the oil would have just all shot out the fucking thing. So.
Did I tell the story of the thing that I ran over in my car?
You ran over grandma in your car?
No.
Well, grandma's not.
So I hit something. I don't know exactly what it was because it was nighttime and it was also invisible. I didn't see shit in the road.
And I'll hit a cryptid.
Right, yeah. Forgive me if I've already told this story on the podcast. I don't remember. But we were going down the road and I ran over something and it hit the floor directly underneath my left foot.
Oh, and you kind of felt it in the floor? I think you might have told me the story.
Yeah.
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, so it hit the car so hard that it actually hurt my foot a little bit.
Yeah.
Like the energy transfer.
Yeah.
I briefly remember you talking about this.
Okay. But yeah,
that might have been before I came into the call then.
Probably. But no,
I don't
like,
remember it at all.
Maybe.
It hit in an area that I know that the brake lines to the rear of the car are at.
Oh, sick.
Cool.
And like as soon as that happened, I was like, do I still have brakes? And I hit the brakes and I was able to slow down. I was like, okay, we still have pressure. That's good.
Yeah, brakes. We're chilling.
My master cylinder is still full.
Yep. The next
month, all that fluid? Uh-oh.
When I went to work the next day, I brought my car up in the air to see exactly what happened. It went through the fabric, like belly pans that are underneath the car, went straight through it, and I looked up underneath and the gouge out of the metal, it was like that far away from the brake line. No, from the brake line.
Just fucking, you just hit one of these, you're just like fucking
It was an inch, it was less than an inch away from where the brake line was.
God damn.
And I was like, fuck.
You're like, wow, that would have been really bad.
Yep. My parking brake would have gotten a fucking workout. Because I have a cable parking brake.
Nice.
Perks of a manual. I can just engine brake it.
Like, yeah. I mean, I could have done that. I have paddle shifters, so I could have done that.
You can engine brake as well.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Are you about to die, Sterling?
No, I hear geese.
Oh. No, that probably still means you're about to die.
And goddamn cobra chickens.
Sterling is baffled right now.
I got dizzy when I coughed.
The best way I can describe the sound that I'm hearing is it sounds like someone with a trumpet outside my house on a unicycle. That's the best way I can describe it. That's what's in my head. It's probably geese, but I hear like, I don't know. I imagine like
some kind of ragtime shit.
Some kind of wig. Someone wearing a wig and a fuck. No, I don't live in an area where VQ owners live.
Oh, I'm jealous.
So, I
there's one that lives right behind me.
See, I live in an area where Honda Civic owners live. And actually, super fun fact, I don't know if you got the snap, Eric, but I just took a picture of myself accidentally. Don't do that.
I just took a picture of my balls.
I didn't. Here's some news. Share via. What the fuck? No, download. Let me put this. I have acquired a new automobile.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Did
you get it for $399?
Yep.
Damn.
Sure did.
Free car.
I mean, it was $500, so that's basically free, right?
I mean, yeah, it was that's the same price I paid for this gun. So you got a whole ass car.
Yeah, a whole ass car that I wanted. That adds to it. You're like, wow, I actually wanted this. Let's pull this up on the Jumbotron here. That's not a motorcycle. That's a car V8 that's loud. Actually, that sounds like somebody doing donuts.
Oh.
Somebody I have a lot of hills in vicinity of where I live, so every once in a while, I'll just hear the sound of a fucking straight-piped V8 going up a giant hill that's literally a highway speed limit hill.
So just screaming.
Here we go. Here's the audio. Here's a hint for the audio listeners.
All right, I got a new car. Any guesses on what it is?
I'll give you a hint. I don't remember which what Civic had the had that steering wheel on it.
Yeah, it's Honda Civic.
I was like, when is VTEC kicking in?
This thing don't have VTEC.
Oh, that is clean.
Oh, well, that's mine. That's my desktop. Okay. I didn't realize it was still on. Well, here, let me find. I got a picture of it. Here it is. Boom. Hey.
Looks like a CRX kind of.
Oh hell yeah, an EG hatch.
Mm-hmm.
He got the hatch that everybody wants. That I'm surprised they let it go for $500. To be honest.
Oh, look at that gash.
The bumper ussy on the hood.
Bumpussy.
the kid that you got it from had waxed the hood.
You literally cannot beat that for $500. That's an insane deal.
The door looks like
it's beat to hell.
It's a little.
Those things as roller chassis don't even go for as low as $500. That's crazy. Yeah,
no, it's kind of lucked out. I'm pretty excited.
You might as well have stole it.
No, well, I mean, it'll probably get stolen from me, so we'll see.
Nah, you got to put a tracker on that. Make sure nobody steals that shit.
Like 7 air tags.
Yeah. Do you charge air tags? I don't know how they work. Are you supposed to charge them? You shake them and they charge? I don't know. Do you put batteries in?
I don't know. I don't have an Apple product.
Kidding. I heard Sasha. That's also, yeah, that's new. That's the news. For me. Yeah. That's what I've been working on.
Another Civic. Let's go.
Huzzah, yeah. Mitch.
We're going to plan is to turn this one into a rally car and then turn the red one into the tarmac car.
Fuck yeah.
So
isn't the red one already the tarmac car?
Well, I mean, it's been sitting for a really long time. It's been sitting so long that it like doesn't start now.
Oh.
And like the inside is covered in mold. It's actually really sad, but I'm gonna make
you told us the last time
we were I'm gonna
yellow,
it,
like what?
I'm gonna bring it to my house and have and go through it, clean it up. I'm gonna make like a bunch of videos,
oh yeah.
Those restoration videos where it's
restore
like
restore your
it's
own
playing
car.
Like sad aesthetic music, like do 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 do. You ever? It's like lo-fi,
yeah.
But like, I want a place. I want to make like an aesthetic cleaning video for the EG.
Are you gonna put a higher revving motor in the EG hatch?
Well, if I would like to just put a LSV in it or some sort of B series with VTEC. I mean, I don't really care what engine it is. I just kind of care. The only choice I really want is I want it to be a B series. And if it's a B18, B16, B20, I don't know. I don't care. As long as it has tech.
Mm-hmm.
I only know that the K series can rev high. I don't know if which other ones.
I don't really give a fuck about K series swaps.
I just kind of like
LS swaps, but it's a Honda. But the B series is better. It's a you can rev the fucking hell out of B series motors. They're more simple. They're arguably more reliable.
I just like K series because I drove a built K series that revved to 9,200 RPM and it was fucking awesome.
I remember being like in high school watching videos of like Speed Factory B series that revved to like 10,000 RPM or some crazy shit, and it just sounds like a fucking motorcycle.
Mm.
And you're just like, that's fucking crazy. Like, I've taken enough K series apart to know that I don't really want to K swap anything. Because it's just like, wow, I would rather have a timing belt engine than a timing chain engine to, you know, be in a rally car. Also, B-series stuff is so much cheaper. It's cheaper, and I feel like there's more of it. And also, when you K-swap an old Civic, you have to turn the engine around. Like, you
oh, that's right, I forgot. I forgot they did that.
In like the case swaps are really easy to do in cars that already have the engine that's in that like rotation. You don't have to turn it around. That's why I'm pretty sure the Insight has the engine the same layout as the belt on the Insight is towards the right side, and on my Civics it's towards the left side. On the K series, the belts are on the passenger side. So yeah, it's flipped over. But it also depends on what side the intake and the exhaust are on.
I like how a lot of the older Hondas had the little tiny ass radiator that only took up half of the grill.
Yeah, that's what they eat. Cool. That's a certified EG move. That's what the engine bay looks like. You just look in it and like it's engine, and then there's just radiator and then nothing else because it's a fucking CX. So it has like no options. Like it has a passenger mirror, but I think that's it. It has a radio. No, it didn't have a radio when it was new.
Damn, that car was made when radio was an option. That's crazy.
Yeah, before they were just integrated into the fucking plastic center console that every single car has. That's just buttons now and a big floating screen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, supposedly the European Union wants to ban the big touchscreens in cars now.
It's safer to have tactile buttons because you're not like guessing where the input is on a screen. You can actually feel around and be like, okay, that's the switch without taking your vision off of the fucking like where you're going. So yeah,
like my radial volume and climate control buttons are like if I have my hand on my shifter in my Insight, I can turn the radio up and down. Like it's right there. And then the climate is just right above that. And it's just a little button. And there's nothing projecting up in the way of the windshield like it is on almost every new car. Like a new CRV, like even like if you sit in the driver's seat, like you have an unobstructed view for about like this wide.
Mm-hmm.
Because right here is a screen, kind of like down here-ish. And then, like, the pillars are so big, it's just, huh. But, I don't know.
The little screen that was in my EcoBoost was perfect, because all it did was just information. It wasn't touchscreen or nothing. It had all the buttons. In the EcoBoost that I had, it had a tiny little screen about that big that just showed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it just showed, like, the song names, it had the temperature and the time on it, like that was
It doesn't project above, it's not above the dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was just like in the center console.
Below like the dashboard line, and then it's below that.
And because it was so small and most of the time the screen was basically black, it didn't, when it was nighttime, it didn't just shine light into your eyes when you're trying to see.
My God. Fucking cars. Aftermarket screens that people have been making forever, like some of them don't have a like a turn the screen off function.
No, mine doesn't in my current Mustang, and I hate it because it's like
I'm trying to
at least have a dimmer, like at least be able to
it's got a dimmer on. it just doesn't dim the screen enough, and I'm just like
okay,
I already have to deal with the light coming from the fucking sun rays of other people's headlights to try to see. I also have the glare from my own screen, so I already can barely see the fucking road in front of me.
What's really nice about the screen in my E-Class is the fact that it's kind of recessed into the actual dashboard. Like, it's not just a standard screen, just kind of just attached to anything. So it's part of the dashboard, and it's recessed in. If I'm driving at night, and I don't want like the bright screen looking at me, I could just put my phone like.
Yeah, you just cover it.
Yeah,
that's I had an Alpine radio in my old 2013 Mustang. I had that actually. It was like the perfect width to just like sit my big giant phone tablet on.
Yeah, I can't wait to get rid of this radio and put just a normal...
Post-production Serrated Mobius here. My recording just stopped because I ran out of storage space at this point. So I cleared up some space and we continued the episode starting now. And we're back. I just opened up 107 gigs. So we've got space now.
Sick.
I remembered that I transferred a whole shitload of files over to my 8 terabyte hard drive. I just forgot to delete them off of this one. So, yeah.
Yeah.
The amount of footage America. That we have, the amount of shit that I've made for this podcast is up to a terabyte.
Oh, hell, that's a lot of that's a lot of bytes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of porn.
I just said it was this podcast specifically. It's not porn.
People who download porn are crazy.
That's insanity, honestly.
Like, why would you download it?
It's like you want to watch it again after you finish and you're not
just
with yourself.
This is my favorite movie. Oh, why don't you just you watch the same one? That's crazy. Like I want to like
for, you don't look for new experiences.
Bookmark this shit for later. Click. Mm.
It's like smoking. You never get the same rush the second time.
I've never smoked a cigarette, so I'm good.
I've never smoked a cigarette either, but that's what everybody says. You're just chasing that high again from
there's
the first
another
one.
Story that
sounds good. Sounds like something I don't want anything to do with for my entire life.
Here's another story either. That I don't remember telling on this podcast or not.
Weed's cool though. Weed's so fine. Shout out.
Weed. My dad inadvertently made sure that I would never ever smoke anything in my life by giving me a joint at the age of 8. So we were So we were at a turkey shoot with his motorcycle buddies, and after like shooting a whole bunch of guns and stuff like that, I was mainly on the 22 long rifle because I'm fucking 8 years old. And later that night, he's drunk out of his mind, probably high too.
He's like, "Here's a marijuana cigarette, kid."
Yeah, he. I'm hanging out with him on the back of a fucking truck bed with the tailgate open, and he hands me a what I now know is a joint, and I'm like, "Okay, take a whiff," and I'm all of a sudden just fucking coughing, like I can't breathe. It's like, bleh, and because of that, because he did that while I was 8 years old. I never did drugs after that point.
I never smoked cigarettes or did drugs because my dad said he'd chain me up in my room and beat the shit out of me.
Oh, okay.
Jesus, fucking God.
I don't think he would actually have
that's
done
how,
that.
That's healthy.
That's healthy.
But
yeah.
It
don't do it
because
I'll beat the fucking shit out of
you.
You
got two extremes.
Dick.
I did. You got two extremes right there.
I mean, it worked. I didn't smoke anything.
You got threats of physical violence and, hey, here's a joint to my 8-year-old son.
My dad was just like, yeah, do it when you have a fully formed brain.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine.
The only time I probably ever accept a joint is if, like, fucking Snoop Dogg offered it to me, because how the fuck could you say no to that?
Mm-hmm.
You just be like, I don't want that, Snoop. Sorry, man.
It's weed and it's Snoop Dogg offering it to you. That's I'm not going to miss that opportunity. It's not like
cocaine. Likely, if you get offered weed by Snoop Dogg, you're already high.
Probably.
So you're in a situation where you just have a contact high.
It's not like it's hard drugs like cocaine or anything. So it's like, it's not a huge deal in that sense.
No,
but it's
weed's
like,
cool. Weed's the fuck.
Yeah,
weed's
but it's
fine.
Like, it's like, that is a legendary opportunity I'm not going to pass up. It's like, Snoop offered you a joint? Hell yeah.
Well, you can fucking try it if you're here, when you come here. Washington is probably the only good state.
Unless Snoop Dogg's there, I'm not going to do it.
Say, how long
Snoop
does,
Dogg is not in Washington.
How long does weed stay in your system?
I mean, it depends. Like, well, obviously, it depends on how much you take, but like, I mean, an edible will probably stay in your system for a few hours. If you take like a rip off of a weed vape, it probably will. If you, I'll just use me for an example. If I usually will use my weed vape before I kind of start to wind down to go to bed, cause it kind of chills me out. And, usually, like a rip off the fucking Kendrick Lamar will last for like, I don't know, like a solid hour and a half.
I'm talking
maybe.
About like for drug test reasons. Like how long did
30
say?
Days.
30 damn.
Supposed to stay in your system for 30 days.
Fuck.
But like, I mean, how often are you getting drug tested at work?
I did when I got hired, and that was it.
Actually, I've never gotten drug tested. Yeah. Actually, really? Well, that's not true. My very first job I ever got, I got drug tested. Did the piss in the cup challenge. I don't know why I said challenge. It's not a TikTok challenge. But I had to piss in the cup once, and I've never in my entire the rest of my career never done that again, because basically everyone is cool with it. They're just like, yeah, it's Washington, it's legal here.
I don't want to run the risk of like I try it and then I go actually back that, to
yeah,
work.
That's a good point.
I go back to work and they're like, hey, this guy fucked up, now everybody has to do a drug test. So that I don't want that to fucking happen.
That's, I mean, that's fine. I totally understand that. It's just, I think it's crazy that we still live in a time where people frown so much on it.
Mm-hmm.
And states that still haven't legalized it. Like, come on, guys.
I understand not being high when you're on the clock is.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of idea. That's illegal here, too. That's still illegal.
Yeah,
that's still the, I mean, that's like being drunk at work. It's the same shit.
You're hey, just, during, unless you're inebriated. Dude, during COVID, like all of my coworkers thought we were going to lose our jobs because of like everything that was going on. One of the guys brought a case of fucking Miller Lights. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and
we're all
in the corner of the shop.
Just get like, drunk. Cheers. Let's go to work and be drunk.
Yeah.
Mercedes.
2020 was a time.
2020 was one of the years of all time.
Yeah. Anyway, maybe. That was this episode of Flag Time. thank you guys for listening to this episode of this podcast. We're going to
really talk about anything. We just kind of
names in posts. Yapping. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of feedback saying that the yap episodes are pretty good. Like people enjoy them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. It means
that's good.
Patreon.com/flagtimepodcast is where you can see the video version of this episode. And we want to thank our premium members over there on the Patreon. We got 2004 Volkswagen Polo, Ansel Fuji, Ashton Green, Big Blue Caddy, Chrysler Connection, Devin Newby, Dog Milk 53, Eli Hip, Forced User, Ford Tech 1397, Framed Automotive, GM Tech, Josh, Hal, Jamie BH 911, JJ the Tech, JJ Knight 00, John Montague, Kyle Olson 25, Sports Cars of Sumis, Luna Cat Eye, Love Joe Bacon, McDonald Borger, Masonite 500, Midwestern Metalhead 03, Mississippi King, Moderately Cool Guy, Mopar 1966, Nathan, Nick Toomey, Polyester 69, Police 428, Cyan Lion, Rogue One, Savage Actual 556, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Stirworks, Steve Henriquez, Tagarong, The Big Maple, The Forklift Guy, Vubula, Elysium Darkness, and Meep Button Japanese. Thank you so much for your generous contributions to this dumbass show. Feedback has been positive. If you want to leave feedback for any of us, just message us, like, for real. Like,
yeah, I mean, just drop a DM.
Yeah, I love hearing, like,
for 3 fucking weeks.
What you guys think of this shit, because this podcast is my baby. I've spent so much time on this fucking podcast since we started it in 2023.
Does like, that make me and Sterling the stepdads?
What?
What?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Anyway, that's the end of the episode.
Yeah. we'll talk to you guys next time. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Water.